Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Thank you, Anthony. Anthony, we'll be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the footy with another bulletin of 882 6PR News, ensuring you don't miss anything that's going on around the world and in our own backyard. Speaking of backyards, we're back in our own backyard today, Rob,
after last week. We certainly are. Mm. Yeah, that's right. Yes, we were down at Baldovis last week, weren't we?
At Affinity, the very nice over 55s village down there. Very good.
Mm. I was quite fascinated to think that that parcel of land, I knew the gentleman who owned it many years ago and had it been redeveloped, just goes to show. You've got the vision, and that's how Perth has been developing in the north-south corridor. And of course, a lot of talk about that over the last 12 months about infill and so on. But we're talking about something else today, something very important to do with real estate, aren't we?
Yes, and those who were listening to our program last week will remember that we had a telephone interview with Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Finance. And we thought it was such a terrific interview. I thought what do you reckon? He excelled himself, didn't he? That we thought, well, we better get him to come into the studio live. How are you, mate?
Good, Harvey. Good. Nice to be here. And yes, I'm certainly happy to take your listeners' calls on anything mortgage and finance today.
Show me the money, because if you don't get the money from the bank generally, you know, nice to think that we all had, you know, big wad of cash under the bed, but it just doesn't work like that, does it?
Not quite.
Not
no.
anymore. No. Well, 922-11882 is the number if you'd like to talk to Rob or Michael. They will sort out your queries today. Now, if you want to send an email, just pop it into harvey@6pr.com.au, or the text is 19999677. But all those who call us go in the draw for the $100 Casharoonie made possible by Craig Gemmell, who stands behind every Gemmell home that he sells. So go to the phones, 922-11882. Whilst we're waiting for our callers to come through, Michael, plenty of things that we can discuss. What is topical, actually? I'll let you drive this. You've left us with a list longer than our arm, and it's okay. Carl Langdon says we can go till midday.
Yeah, look, plenty of topical issues around the around mortgages and finance at the moment, Harvey. So I'll run through a couple of those, some other typical questions that we get. So, you know, we've got those recent changes to bank policy and pricing, following on from APRA, who's the regulator, and their request to put a cap on residential investment home loans, and they want them to grow by no more than 10% per year. You've then got the capital adequacy ratio increases, and then you've also got those existing
loan rate. And what's that
exactly? Yeah, the capital adequacy is that's that money that banks need to keep on the sideline. So it's so for every $100 they lend, they need to keep a few dollars on the sidelines in a bit of a piggy bank. So they can't lend that money out. That money has to stay there, and that the amount that they need to have on the sideline is increasing.
Certainly strengthens the bank position as far as the strength of the banks, but also they'd be arguing it's more cost, so that means they're going to pass that on to the consumer somewhere.
That appears to be the way that they are working it. And look, certainly that money on the sidelines, they can't lend it out, they can't really make a dollar out of it, so therefore there has to be an increase in cost somewhere along the lines.
And that's where we're probably seeing the increase in the investment loan rates. Back to the good old bad old days. Was it as long as 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when we had this differential between a owner-occupied loan and an investment loan?
Yeah, many, many years ago. And I have been around that long, unfortunately, there was always a differential in the investment and the owner-occupied rate. And it was either 1 or 2% back in those days.
Ooh, I hope we're not heading that way.
I would hope not. I would certainly hope not. But yeah, no,
it's up to 0.5% at the moment, isn't it?
Most of them around the sort of 27, 29 points. Some are a little bit higher. There's only really one example where it is higher, but about 27 points.
But maybe if we get a change, what I'm thinking is if we get a change in interest rates, i.e. a drop in interest rates, because this might open it up for the Reserve Bank to do that, because we've got this differential now between investment. And of course, I think certainly Reserve Bank's been holding off, knowing that the Sydney market particularly and Melbourne market, which have been really cooking, obviously another drop in interest rates is only going to fuel that further. If there is this differential, interest rates drop by 0.25%, perhaps the banks only go with the home in mortgage rate, not the investment rate.
Yeah, look, really, really good point, Rob. And I do think that these changes have come into play, and I do think that when the Reserve Bank does get the chance to drop rates, that there might be a
differential. They'll be able to now, won't they?
They will certainly be able to.
And it'll hit the market, which is the homeowners, not so much the investors.
Yes. And I still don't think that, that these changes have fully kicked in yet, because there's still a lot going through the system. So once they fully kick in, I think we'll see the full effect of those changes. I had a call from a client that I deal with in Sydney during the week, and he told me that auction clearance rates in Sydney had gone from 90% to 75%. Have you heard that?
Yeah, oh, the market's crashed. I mean, if we had 75% clearance rates here in Perth, we'd be absolutely jumping through the roof. But at some stage, the Sydney market's got to cool.
Yes.
It's been hot to trot for, say, 15 months now. So, you know, and all of these things start to play in, and certainly that differential in the investment rate. And it's also not just the rate also. It's also in the in getting the loans a little bit harder now, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. So based on those changes that, that APRA have requested, they put a little bit more pressure on banks. So to curb that 10% cap, they've decreased loan-to-value ratios.
It's 95% harder. Loans, pretty hard to get now.
They are still available. Owner-occupied, yes. Investment, generally no.
Yes.
But yeah, just across the board. Now, some banks have gone back to 80% only for investment loans. So there's those decrease in LVRs. There is some pullback in pricing, obviously, for new and existing.
Yep.
And then there's that, that harder criteria to be able to get a loan. So it's principal and interest testing at a higher interest rate. And that's not such a bad thing.
No, people have got the capacity to pay it back, which is always important.
9221882 is our number, and that has been dialed by Janet of Ellenbrook. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Janet.
What can we do for you, Janet?
Well, it's interesting about you're talking about investment property. Look, my son owns an investment property in Belga, and he's been told he can build three villas. He's not quite sure how finance works for building three villas. What sort of loan can he get for this?
Very good question, Janet, and one that we do get asked a lot. Just by way of some background on that, the banks, the way banks build, look at building multiple dwellings on one title and then strata titling afterwards, the properties vary, and the reason is usually this. One or two dwellings on one title is always considered residential. Five properties or more is considered commercial. There's a bit of a grey area when it comes to three and four properties. So, in your son's case, look, I think that he certainly could get a residential loan for that. So as long as your son has some reasonable income and he can show repayment ability for the end of the loan, then he should be fine to finance this on a residential loan and get some really good rates on it, assuming he intends to keep the properties. These loans can be a little bit tricky, we find, especially when equity is tight, as the valuers normally discount them by sort of 20 to 25%. So my recommendation would be that your son you know, works with a broker who's experienced in this area, who knows which lenders will do and won't do. So he avoids those pitfalls and he gets a bit of a smooth ride with his finance, and go ahead and build his villas if he wants to. So it looks certainly good news for your son there.
Janet, is he looking at retaining the three villas if he builds, or would he sell them off?
No, I think that he wants to live in one and you know, rent the other two out or sell them.
Okay, well, that makes good. But that does influence a bit with the bank, doesn't it, what your intention is?
It does, yeah. And based on that comment before, if you're wanting to do a residential loan, the bank will, for a residential loan, expect you to retain those. So certainly in Janet's son's case, that makes absolute sense to do that in a residential loan. So
thanks,
fantastic.
Janet.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Michael. Bye.
Thank you very much for your call, Janet, front runner for our $100 cash offer from Craig Gemmell of Gemmell Homes. If you'd like to enter the mix, all you have to do is call us on 92211882.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Collingwood.
Elliot Marks, 15 out from goal, runs through a flock of pigeons to the goal line and boots it through for a goal.
Wixton.
Dusty has a bounce, gets to the 50, and kicks with penetration to the line, kicks the goal.
It's Saturday afternoon football, live from the MCG. Join Brad Hardy, Adam Papalia and Drew Morfitt from 11:40 as traditional rivals the Magpies and the Tigers do battle. 6PR is football. The 2015 AFL season is proudly presented by Perth Window and Door Replacement Company and De Freitas and Ryan Property Consultants.
Hi, I'm Nat from Subpro Realty, here to give you an advantage over other property investors. Have you ever thought of buying an investment property? Want to build on your existing portfolio or complete a development? Our skilled buyer's agents at SubPro Realty can help you achieve your property goals. We research, inspect and negotiate on your behalf to get you the best deal. If you want an edge, contact subpro.com.au. Your property, our passion.
The following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes, and I'm now speaking with Craig Gemmell. Good morning, Craig.
Yeah, good morning, Harvey. Look, I thought today I'd mention our projects division, which specialises in the more complex jobs, including the house behind house, duplexes, triplexes, and the bigger multi-unit site.
How would people know, Craig, if it is an option to do something like that with their existing home?
Look, it's quite simple, Harvey. We provide an obligation-free assessment. So there are so many options, and really every block is different. And that's where the expertise of our team really helps. And we also provide a tender service for designers or developers with those bigger lots.
So those people who are inexperienced in developing, they can leave it all in your capable hands.
Exactly, mate. And we've worked with a huge range of people, from mums and dads to the bigger developers. So with affordability an issue and those low interest rates at the moment, maybe it's time people start to look in their own backyard.
Yes, sirree. You're absolutely right about that. How can we find out more?
Mate, it's quite simple. Go to gemmell.com.au or give us a bell on 9263 2750 for your free, Harvey, free project feasibility assessment.
Funnily enough, it's underlined here. How about that? gemmill.com.au and that phone number manned pretty much round the clock, 9263 2750. Good on you, Craig. Have a great weekend, mate.
Brilliant. Thanks, Harvey.
And that was Craig Gemmell on behalf of Gemmell Homes.
Travel Talk with Kelly Landry. Thanks to Princess Cruises. Come back new.
Hailed as the Pearl of the Andaman Sea, Phuket off Thailand's southern coast has a colourful history. A crossroad for trade and a melting pot of Thai, Malay, Chinese and Western influences. Today, travellers are drawn to the island's beaches, crystalline waters and dramatic forested hills. Other points of interest include the Buddhist temple Wat Chalong, Phang Nga Bay National Park, Phi Islands and elephant trekking.
A birthday, anniversary or just a chance to relax. With Princess Cruises, you can turn your occasion into an unforgettable experience. Right now, cruise 12 nights Fremantle to Southeast Asia with Princess Cruises from just $1,299 per person twin share or receive a free ocean view to balcony upgrade. Visit your travel agent or princess.com. Princess Cruises. Come back new. Terms and conditions apply. Ends August 31, 2015.
Darling, my parents will be here in 2 hours. But have you seen the outside of our house?
Bet your mother hasn't heard of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner.
Another of your quick fixes.
30 Second Outdoor Cleaner removes algae, mould, mildew and lichen fast.
But the patio looks really bad.
30 Seconds Spray and Walk Away works around the clock on the tough stuff. 30 Seconds is number one in outdoor cleaning.
Where did you find 30 Seconds Cleaners?
Easy. They're at all leading hardware stores.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
We are indeed, and you can join us on 922 11882. John has from The Vines. G'day, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I've got a question for Michael.
Thanks, John. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Michael, I'm just thinking about refinancing my mortgage loan. I just wondered how easy that was to do that.
Look, it certainly is easy to do, John. Can you give us a few circumstances around it?
Well, I just think that I could be getting a better offer out there and I'm not really sure how to go about getting it.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, all right. Look, certainly there is some good offers out there at the moment, John. Some very good offers for for owner-occupiers. Around the investment space, that is a bit more limited. But again, look, there are certainly some good offers there that that can be taken advantage of. So, look, certainly some good opportunities, some good competition out there, and well worth having a look. But, look, again, suggest you speak to a broker and really, you know, get a really good understanding of the circumstances around the equity in your property and also the repayment ability side of things. They can size that up and then make sure that that you know it fits nicely because it's not just rate driven. You've got to make sure that the loan actually fits the particular lender as well.
I mean, a lot of people are, particularly myself, got a wee bit frightened of, you know, the whole bank situation and try to source what would be a good deal for myself. So you're suggesting going to a broker is a great idea of doing
It is, because a broker can size it up and really give you a personalised recommendation. And look, you're absolutely right that it is a very, very confusing market. It's a whole lot more confusing for us than what it used to be as well. So I do feel sorry for the poor consumer who's trying to wade their way through. So, yes, look, certainly, John, do consult a good broker to see what can be done for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, thanks, John. Now we'll head down to Beachborough. G'day, Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have two questions this morning. The first one is... many home and land package out there this day. I'm just wondering that after you sign a land acceptance and offer, do you have to be with particular builder or you can go with any builder? The second question is, I'm in the progress of applying a home loan and my lender just advised me that my lender just aware that the first home buyer grant will be paid after slap down, and told me that I have to come up with the $10,000 out-of-pocket expenses. Do you have any advice for this?
Yeah, sure. Just give me a little bit more in relation to the first question, Nick. So the builder, you're saying, can you go with any builder? You don't have to go with the builder that's selling you the land? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, yep, certainly. You can certainly go with any builder that you
as
wish.
As long as it depends on the circumstances. If it's not if it's a house and land package, as in they're offering the whole box and dice and saying, look, here it is, it's $688,000, includes the land and the building, blah, 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 then, yep, you've got to go with the builder. But if it's just selling the land on its own, then, of course, you can then decide whatever builder you want to use.
Yep, okay. And then your second question in relation to the first homeowner's grant, look, you are correct. The first homeowner's grant only gets paid once the slab goes down. Your lender's saying to you that you need to come up with that money up front. Is that correct, Nick?
Yeah, because when I first applying the loan, I did tell them that I need the deposit, the first home buyer grant as part of my deposit, and they're aware of that. Then after that, when they realize that the first home buyer grant will be paid after slap down, then they came back to me to tell, oh, unfortunately, you have to pay the $10,000. Out-of-pocket expenses.
Yeah, and I know that is the case with many of the banks, but I think there is a way around that with one or two of them. I would need to come back to you about that, Nick. Happy to give you some advice on it. Just don't have that one off the top of my head. But if you can leave your details with Josh, certainly happy to give you a call and let you know if there is an option there.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Nick. Very good question.
922-118-882 is our number, as you know. Now, Dave of Greenwood has accessed Harvey at 6br.com.au, the email. Dave writes, I purchased a copy of my certificate of title from Landgate yesterday under the heading Limitations, Interests, Encumbrances.
Yes.
There is Mortgage to Commonwealth Bank.
Yes.
I was surprised when I saw this, as there is no mortgage. It was paid off and discharged over 5 years ago. My question is, should I approach the bank about this, or is it just a record of a previous mortgage that stays on the title?
Well, no, it certainly shouldn't stay on the title if it has been properly discharged. But as I'm sure Michael's going to say, people often think they've discharged a mortgage when they haven't. They've signed the form, but they haven't actually lodged it at Landgate.
Yeah, so there's two different things here. So one is actually paying off the loan, and the second one is taking that particular mortgage or security document away from the title. So if you've paid off your loan, you've paid off your loan, but your title and the mortgage still sits with the bank, and it needs to go through a discharge process through Landgate. So you can certainly do that, and if you want to, if you don't have any need for any further lending with that particular bank, you can ask them for what's called a preparation of discharge. They will give you the preparation of discharge and your title back. And then if you want to go and do a transaction on that title, be it another loan or simply sell the property, you will hand that title and that discharge across to your settlement agent or the new lender coming in. So, it doesn't mean to say you still have a loan there. It just means to say that that particular security or the mortgage document is still sitting there.
Yep, okay, Dave, thank you. And as I say, anyone can access the emails to harvey@6pr.com.au, or if you want to text us 19999677. And the best way is to talk to us on 9221882. I have got to be honest with you.
Right.
I thought you might be a little bit, shall we say, ill this morning.
Ah, right. Why would that be?
Was it last night? Was the Rewa Awards?
It was last Saturday. I was still suffering from it, jingo, it was a big night. Lasted a whole week. Saturday night,
I'm
yes.
only a week out. So
that's right.
How did...
1,100 at Crown, real estate agents. Yeah. Gosh, imagine if a bomb went off. You know, half of real estate agents in Perth would be gone. Shouldn't say that. It's terrible. Great night. Fantastic night. Rewa.com Awards. And, celebrating a great year in real estate. Mm. I mean, obviously, it slowed down a bit, but there were still some amazing results. So, you know, congratulations to a lot of the Rewa agents who did some fantastic things. Just to mention a few names, Peard Real Estate took it off again as top office for listings sold, which was fantastic. My mate Michael Fossati from One Residential was top salesperson, which was brilliant. Team Minnick did it again with top team for listings sold. And in order, the top salespersons were Vivian Yap once again, well done, Peter Burns, Adrian Abel, Michael Minnick and Bev Haymans, well-known names there, have done great things over the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big night.
Good. And
I've fully recovered now.
Has President David Airy's speech appeared yet on YouTube or Facebook? Or
I wasn't listening. No, I wasn't listening. He did it. It's a tough gig, actually, as president, to do the speech there, because you've got 1,100 real estate agents having a ball, and they're really not that interested in what you got to say. But no, he did.
But he's such a charismatic figure.
Yeah, exactly. He held the audience. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. But, you know, as we say, you know, short speech is a good speech.
And was it?
Yeah, it was. Oh, it good. Was, yeah. From what I heard.
Before you dozed off, yeah.
No.
John of Bassendean. G'day, John.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have a question for Michael. It's to do with overseas investment. I'm a Australian resident, permanent resident, but I still hold my New Zealand passport. Now, how difficult is it to get finance using my equity and property I have over here to look at investing back in New Zealand?
We don't lend to New Zealanders, do we? No, of course we do. Sorry.
Very just good joke. Question, John.
Rugby World Cup.
I know. I deserve that. I deserve that.
Look, it's a good question, John.
Netball, does that mean anything to you at all?
So
Michael's really trying to answer this seriously.
just so we have this correct, you have a property in Australia. You wish to leverage the equity in the property in Australia and then buy something in New Zealand.
That's correct. I have a bit of information. Mm.
That's a good question.
Hamilton, which is about an hour and a quarter from Auckland,
yes,
is about to get direct passenger train line down there. And the prices in Auckland are just absolutely through
the roof. They are, yeah. It's been very strong, hasn't it? In fact, the New Zealand market's been very good. They used to say about the New Zealand market that, you know, there was no capital gains, no stamp duty, no growth. You know, but it's not true anymore because the market's grown a lot.
It has. John, that is quite okay to do. As long as you have the equity in your property here I assume that it's in Perth, and you can show the repayment ability, generally without the rent on the property in New Zealand, so just on your income and any on your day-to-day income and any other income from investment that you get, as long as you can show the repayment ability based on that and you have the equity in your property here, then no problems about accessing the equity to buy a property in New Zealand. So
I could do that through my existing bank over here, because it's been 30 years since I moved over here and I don't have a bank over in New Zealand. Would the bank here be able to...
ANZ would be a good one, wouldn't it? Surely they'd help.
ANZ's actually different. ANZ in New Zealand is actually Westpac.
So is that right?
It's all really, really confusing. But look, regardless of all that, some banks will be okay with that. Some banks won't be okay with that. Depends on their cash out policy, because they treat it as cash out. So it's really a lender-by-lender thing.
Would the surety that you've got in your current property in Australia, would that cover the purchase price of the equity that you've got in your property here as surety for the bank? Would that cover the cost of the property you want to buy in Hamilton?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, well. Oh, there you go.
That wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, but if you had to use both, it would be tricky, wouldn't it? Because you've got two different countries.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd have to get your money out here in Australia, and then you'd have to go to New Zealand and qualify for a loan.
Because an Australian bank wouldn't use security
Australian
in
banks
New
will,
Zealand.
Yeah, Australian banks will not take security over any property anywhere outside Australia.
Yep. Even New Zealand, which is really part of Australia. Yeah. Sorry, just joking.
Yeah, no, tried that one many times before, and that one just doesn't work. So, no.
You've got a good sense of humour there, John. That's good. We need it as Australians too.
Here's a good tip, gentlemen.
Yep.
Buy property in Hamilton.
Yeah, good on you.
There you go.
Gangbusters.
I think you'll be
I bet you you're right too. I bet you you're right because
everyone,
the market in New Zealand is strong.
They're going
they go to Hamilton. I've been there. It's a great little spot. Yes, many years ago. Good on, good tip. Thanks. Okay,
you've just caused a massive escalation in property prices in Hamilton.
Yeah, get in and get that contract sorted out quickly.
Do it now.
I'm jumping in now.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much, John. I've had some terrific calls for you, Michael, thus far, and we're only halfway through the show, so you can join us now on 922 11882.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
There are currently 8,000 people living with Parkinson's in WA. A walk in the park is a family-friendly day that takes place at Perry Lakes Reserve on Sunday, September 13. Find out how you can join in the fun and help raise vital funds for WA people living with Parkinson's. Go to parkinsonswalk.com.au for all the details. It only takes a walk in the park to raise funds for Parkinson's WA. Your city, your station. 882. 6PR.
Do you remember the days when quality craftsmanship meant Australian? Getting more for your money was never a surprise. And the great Australian dream was to have your very own home. Gemmell Homes' commitment to quality and value for money has passed the test of time. Because when it comes to the great Australian dream, Craig still stands behind every single one he builds.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFreitas and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Clarkson to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFreitas or Rod Ryan on 94996000. That's 94996000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
For the best price on reliable earth-moving equipment, call Brooks Hire, 1300 Brooks. And don't forget, hire any of the equipment from one of their branches Australia-wide for your chance to win a Harley Davidson. BrooksHire.com.au.
Right now at Masters, buy any kitchen and appliance package worth more than $10,000 and you will receive a bonus gift card worth from $750 to $2,500. That's right. You could receive a bonus gift card worth up to $2,500. With Masters bonus gift cards, there's never been a better time to buy a new Masters kitchen and appliance package. The offer ends soon. For complete terms and conditions, get online or head into Masters, Australia's fastest growing hardware store.
Get sky high savings right now at Betta. LG 6.5 kilo washer, $498, save $51. Or TCL 55 inch full HD TV, just $750. Plus, win the ultimate week in for dad. That's better. Hurry into your local Better today.
ECU's counselling degree is grounded in the consulting room. The course is accredited and regarded as one of the best counselling courses in the country. Visit reachyourpotential.com.au.
The search is on to find Australia's fastest growing companies. The BRW Fast 100 and BRW Fast Starters showcase the country's fastest growing businesses and startup companies based on revenue and growth. Ranking in either list can win you new clients, inspire your workforce and spark new business opportunities. Whether you're a top performing startup or a fast-growing enterprise, it's time your success was celebrated. Enter now at brw.com.au/fast2015. Entries close Friday, September 25.
Carl Langdon here. Everybody knows I love my fishing and seafood. At Golden Ponds Fish and Marine Park, they have a unique seafood shop with a great range of live, plate-sized seafood that you can pick and net yourself straight from the tank. Fresh fish such as barramundi, silver perch, crayfish and marin. They also have a huge range of frozen seafood. Plus, they have aquarium fish and accessories so you can set up your own fish tank in your home. Golden Ponds, just 30 minutes south of Perth in Belle Divers. Visit the Golden Ponds website for more.
Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
Yes, we are indeed. Michael Papadopoulos is in the studio, and he is a finance mortgage expert from All About You Finance. You can ask him any question you like, and we've had some beauties for you thus far, Michael. And, of course, Rob Druitt is here, as he is pretty much each and every week. We've got a clear board at the moment, so as soon as you ring, Josh will put you straight through to us. Funnily enough, I was just, you know, having a quick sort of shifty on the internet for properties in Hamilton, and I absolutely stunned. I looked at it very quickly, of course, at a couple of estate agents over there. I reckon 80 to 90% of those properties were by auction.
Yes, New Zealand has taken the lead. If you go back 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years in New Zealand, it was similar percentage of auctions that we have here in Western Australia, maybe just a few more. Unfortunately, we only do about 2 to 4% of our transactions through auctions, and they were similar figures 20 years ago. Now, it's predominantly auctions, you would say, and particularly in Auckland. They, I hate to admit it, have the best auctioneers, and they've certainly shown that in the Australasian Auctioneering Competition, which is coming up again in Melbourne in a couple of weeks' time. So it's like the Blazlow Cup. It's same thing. We just can't win it. Unbelievable. But, you know, I was actually at a training course this week with Phil McGoldrick, who's a well-known New Zealand auctioneer, and he has won the competition once, and he would call about 2,000 to 2,500 auctions a year. Which is huge. Yeah. And they do a lot of in-room auctions, and they have really taken it on board. And hopefully here in Western Australia we'll start to see more auctions, because it is a great way to sell property.
And another
for both buyer and seller.
Of course. Another interesting aspect, and this is a very, very small sample, because I had about 2 minutes to look it up. The ones that weren't going to auction, the ones that were going to private treaty, how much? By negotiation.
Which is just a lazy auction, really.
They're a little bit coy and actually unlike
people. Well, their market is moving. It's been relatively strong, particularly in Auckland, and apparently now in Hamilton particularly too.
Apparently so. We've had a rush on Hamilton. That's interesting, isn't it, that the differential between auctions and private treaty versus here.
It's very strong in New Zealand, and it works very well for them, for both buyers and sellers. So we've got to catch on here in Western Australia.
Rob, do you know the system of real estate that they use in New Zealand? Because auction versus your normal sales process tends to be driven a lot by the contractual process.
Yes, the private treaty contractual process.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is very different from state to state within Australia as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, in the East Coast, there are quite a number of states that have cooling off periods, hence the reason for an auction, because for a seller, it's a done deal. You know there's no cooling off period. Similar situation in New Zealand. I think they do have a cooling off period, and hence auctions have been very popular for that reason. But it's more than just that. It is that they have embraced it so well as a marketing option for sellers, and the buyers have embraced it as well as a way of buying property. And we often forget about that and think, oh, it's all for the seller's advantage. But it's not, because the buyer too knows they can go and transact and buy a property. How many times do we hear about people here saying, oh, you know, it was in competition with another offer, and, you know, if I'd known, I could have paid a bit more, I would have liked to have bought it. Well, open forum, auction, away you go.
Okay, Lynn of Wanneroo.
Don't get me started, I'll talk about auctions all day.
Good on you.
Let's talk to Lynn from Wanneroo.
Yeah, hi Lynn.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I've got lots of questions about the new rules with investor loans. So we've recently refinanced our loans, so we're fine. Are there new conditions for new properties only, or new loans only, or will ultimately they be affected with our older loans? And also, what happens if we refinance again? Will that then become like a new problem?
Okay, it's a good question, Lynn. Most lenders now have come out and they have announced certainly increased rates on investment loans, and I take it you're talking investment loans here?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
So they have announced some increased rates there, and most of them also have announced increased rates on existing investor loans.
Right.
So not all of them have. There are still some there. We're expecting more to announce changes, because they all have to stay below that 10% capped growth in investor loans. So as some of the other lenders do get more investment loans in, because their rates might be better, they're going to start getting close to that growth, and then they will have to increase their rates and do something to slow the growth. So, yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one at the moment.
It's a fluid market.
It is very much a fluid market.
Can so, I ask another question too?
Sure.
And I understand what you're saying, so we may be affected with our other loans. They might contact us. We've actually got an existing home loan on a block of land, and we're now looking to make it a construction loan.
Yes.
And they're telling us that that's affected. So they're saying everything's tight and this is going to affect our situation. So it just is annoying because we've already got the block of land that's already got its own home loan. But obviously you have to kind of completely reapply for the new construction on that land.
Yeah, so are you saying that you're being affected from an interest rate point of view or a loan qualification?
No, in every way. So we'll have a higher interest rate.
Yes.
And they're tightening the requirements for that loan.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So in both ways. But as I said, it's frustrating because we already have the block of land and it has its loan already.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with you there.
To make it bigger. Yeah, one.
Yeah, totally agree with you there. And, you know, I do really, really feel for people that are partway through a transaction and then things have changed that are totally outside the scope of their control, which may now mean that they don't qualify for the loan anymore.
That's
really not a nice situation because really the changes did happen overnight. So, you know, it was very, very difficult for people here. And we've had some of those cases. We've managed most of those. But I do certainly feel for people. Having said that, different banks have different qualifying criteria. So you might find just because you don't qualify anymore through Bank A, you might now qualify through Bank B. So it's certainly worth having a further look at it if you don't qualify where you are at the moment.
Okay, thank you for your advice.
You're more than welcome, Lynn. Thank you for your call. We're about to blow the siren for three-quarter time here on Talking Property. Last chance for you to participate. You better call Josh now on 9221 882.
Talking Property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis present the Toyota Rumour File.
Fenced in, good morning.
The sculpture that was bought by Cottesloe Town Council this year, kids have been playing on it, and I noticed last night that it had been fenced off, and my rumour is that someone has hurt themselves on it, and they're in a bit of a quandary.
If you've heard a hot rumour, tell us about it. The Toyota Rumour File, weekday mornings from 7 and 8, on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Your city, your station, 882 6PR.
The people at InVogue and Renowned Homes have cooked up a great limited offer for anyone who decides to build a luxurious two-story home right now. It's a bonus SMEG kitchen package worth $16,550, which includes a stainless steel inbuilt coffee machine, freestanding 900 oven, range hood, a dishwasher, French door fridge, microwave, and much more. Magnifico! If you've got a good taste in kitchen appliances and home builders, hurry and visit twostory.com.au to find out more.
The shipping container. It's been around longer than you and I. From 1700s coal mining to railways to WA Container Services today. Be it a mini cube, a 10-foot or regular 20 and 40-foot, you're sure to find a size that suits. General purpose, dangerous goods, side or top opening and more. WA Container Services sell new and used or rent to buy from just $20 per week, delivered anywhere in WA. Think inside the box with WA Container Services. WAContainerservices.com.au.
Planning a visit to the home show? Bathroom Renovations Perth has been renovating bathrooms for over 20 years. Family owned and run, visit the team on stand D23 and enter your name into the draw to win a $10,000 bathroom. BathroomRenovationsPerth.com.
Fire. It's mankind's oldest technology. See the latest high-tech designer gas flame fires from Essier and Regency at this weekend's home show to add warmth and beauty to your home. Don't miss out on a special offers from Essier and Regency Gas Flame Fires on stand E16.
Is osteoarthritis holding you back? Panadol Osteo is more than just pain relief, it's a way of life. Visit myosteolife.com.au for great tips on how to manage your pain by keeping active, staying positive and eating well. And you'll find yourself making some very important decisions. Bok choy or choy some? Gardening or garden party? Panadol Osteo. When pain is gone, life takes its place. When taken as directed, always read the label. Use only as directed. Incorrect use could be harmful. Consult your healthcare professional if symptoms persist.
modern home improvers. Design, extend, or renovate.
Want to see how your extension will look before you build? At Modern Home Improvers, we'll walk you through your design using the latest 3D technology so you can see the possibilities, not just imagine them. Contact the award-winning family business in single and second story additions. ModernHomeImprovers.com.au, one of Perth's leading extension specialists for over 34 years. BRN 12589.
Modern Home Improvers, yeah.
Win one of four Toyota Sahara Land Cruisers with Engel. Purchase any Engel fridge freezer from their Platinum or Legacy series before August 31, register online, and you're in the draw to win. Engel, a legend in reliability.
For August only, Invoga and Renando Homes are sweetening their $16,550 Smeg kitchen offer with an additional bonus, a 12-piece analog cookware and knife set worth over $1,000. So chop chop, visit twostory.com.au.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake-Up, we're talking property.
All the way through until 10, then Anthony has the news at 10, and afterwards it will be Saturday morning at the footy. Gee, Carl Langdon, plenty to talk about, obviously.
Oh, yes, James Heard. He resigned during the week, the Derby fallout. Lockie Henderson told the Blues that he wanted out, and they said, well, bye, see you later. And then Gil McLachlan doesn't like it. Well, you created the rules, so therefore blokes are going to do it more often, the way that I see it, because of this ability to move more freely between clubs, which I reckon was ridiculous in the first place. Anyway.
What would you do if you were a coach and you had a player that refused to confirm or deny that because he was going to be a free agent at the end of the year, was not going to commit? I'd say, well, you can spend the time in the seconds until you decide what you're going to do.
Well, that's easier said than done, because if you are in a position where you're in finals and it's one of your prime movers, like Patrick Dangerfield.
Dangerfield's the one that
he
comes to
He could be a player that moves, but he's playing magnificent footy at the moment. He's not playing like a bloke who is on his way out. Lance Franklin, we could have applied that to him too at Hawthorn, where he played the season out, he had some impact. The last thing you want to see is a good player sitting on the sidelines for those reasons. Anyway, we'll talk about that after 10, because you've got people to talk to.
We do. Thank you very much. Talking property. Carl, Saturday morning at the footy after 10. Jackie of Morley. G'day, Jackie.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Recently I had a valuation done on some property in the Woodlands in Innaloo area.
Right.
And was expecting to see a zoning...
A little bit about that area.
A zoning on the evaluation.
Mm.
But there's nothing there. I can tell, I'm just looking at it now and it says a development, Stirling City Centre Special Control Area.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Exactly. What does it mean? That's a very good question. Well, actually, very recently, the council approved that plan. And if you go to the website, City of Stirling website, you can see it on there. If you can understand it, well, you're better than all of us. of course, it's a little bit complicated. But in summary, what it's allowing to do is a lot higher density and up to three, maybe four stories, depending on the location and proximity to Innaloo Shopping Centre. There is also a new plan for Woodlands area there, which was passed to council on the 21st of June, which has changed a few areas around Leeds Street and leading up to where the shopping centre is.
Yes.
So, yes, the valuer should take that into account. It will have a material impact on the value of the properties through those areas because it's an upzoning, it's higher density and higher potential. How much? That's a good question, because a lot of it hasn't been tested yet. But what the council, City of Stirling, are doing, which I do agree with personally, is they're looking at much higher density close to Innaloo Shopping Centre, which makes a lot of sense because it's walking distance to everything. And, of course, we can have more infill there, whereas other parts of Woodlands, for example, which are single residential, I know the residents there would want to keep it that way. So that's a quick summary of it. If you go to the website, City of Stirling website, you'll be able to find it on there. And it does have plans and maps showing the different zones and the potential of what you can do. Then what you probably really need to do to have a real understanding of it is to actually go to an architect or a draftee that understands it to know what the potential is of your particular property.
Ah, okay.
But it's very positive. If you own a property in that area, I would say it's very positive for values.
Okay, yes, we do.
Mm.
So instead of, say, a possible two-dwelling on the property, it could be two-dwelling but two or three storage. Is that what you're saying?
It could be. Exactly. It could be a multi-residential property.
Wow.
For apartments that could be up to three stories, even four in some cases, but most likely up to three stories. which would mean it might be a 10 or 15 unit site.
Wow,
smaller
okay.
apartments. It depends on your particular circumstances.
Yep.
So it's worth looking into that and finding that out.
Okay. Should that something that should have been noted on the valuation, we had that done, this is a potential...
Yes. You would have to say yes, because it materially affects the value of the property. Although it has very, very recently come in. So it depends when you had that valuation done. I know that the Woodlands one was passed end of June, and the Innaloo one was only passed, July maybe, I think. Yeah,
okay.
It's on the website there. So it certainly is a very recent phenomenon. And it is, I guess residents in the area, they've got to get their head around it a bit, that it's an upswing in values, but it's also going to be a bit of a change in the landscape of that area over time.
Wow, that's perfect. Okay, thank
all right.
you very much.
Much excited. That's great.
That's right, absolutely.
There you go, Jackie.
Thank
good.
You.
See ya. Bye. Have a great weekend. Joy of Ellenbrook. G'day, Joy.
G'day.
G'day. You're excited too.
Well, it's lovely hearing all the feedback. You're so good.
Good on you.
Yeah.
So, how can we help you?
Well, I asked the gentleman who I spoke to before.
It'll be Josh.
I live and I'm a resident, Australian passport holder in Perth, in Ellenbrook. And my daughter, who migrated here with me on a British passport in those days, didn't want to stay in Australia much more than a couple of years. So she migrated to America. Now, she has an American and a British passport,
right.
But living and working in Dubai,
mm-hmm.
I want to know...
it's quite global, isn't she? Yes.
very clever girl. I want to know, she wants to come and retire in Australia
yes.
to be near me because I'm getting very old. Can I start off an application for her for first housing, to get the first housing grant in Perth?
I don't.
Or in Australia, let's just say.
Not if she's not a an Australian permanent resident or citizen.
Yeah.
Definitely not, no.
Really?
No, only available, obviously, to Australian citizens or PR.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who are here permanently and also qualify for the other first home buyer conditions, obviously, that are going to occupy the property and so on and in the price
right.
range and so
if
on.
If she went back to her Australian passport... would she then qualify?
She should, if she has never bought a property in Australia, absolutely, if she can do that.
Would I be able to start it off for her before she came here?
We'll probably
best
need to talk to her immigration people.
Michael here, Joy. The best way to do this, the Department of Treasury and Finance website has the First Homeowners Grant application, and there is one page within there, and if you can get through the questions on that one page, you qualify. So
I have to write that down. Just a second. What did you say? Which department?
Department of Treasury and Finance.
Department of Treasury and Finance, Joy. Write that down, and that's very good advice. We've just got time for one more call. It's Rosemary of Innaloo. G'day, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Just wanted to ask a question because I missed that one because I didn't stand next to the radio.
Yep.
My nephew's migrating here to Perth.
Yes.
And he's actually a school teacher and... just wondering whether he's entitled to a first home owner's grant.
Sorry, this is your partner, did you say?
No, my nephew.
Your nephew is a school teacher. Is he an Australian, is he a permanent resident of Australia or an Australian citizen?
He's a permanent resident.
He's a permanent resident. If he's a permanent resident and he has not owned a home before that he has lived in, he should qualify. But again, that application on the Department of Treasury and Finance website under First Homeowners Grant, there is one page there worth of questions. And if you can get all the right answers to those questions, you will likely qualify.
Okay. Thank you, Rosemary. Am I right in suggesting that if a person has in fact owned a property outside of Australia, that doesn't impact on their eligibility to the First Homeowners Grant, as long as it's their first home that they've bought in Australia?
That's absolutely correct, Harvey. Mm. Really good question. So the qualification is has not owned a property
in Australia
before,
yeah.
but that they haven't lived in.
Yep, that's right. Okay, well, you boys have got to put your heads together, have a bit of a committee meeting and work out who's going to win $100 cash from Craig Gemmell.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
6BR and WA Police invite you to nominate an officer for the 9 News WA Police Excellence Awards. Details on the events page at 6br.com.au.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFratis and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees. No more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Clarkson to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFreitas or Rod Ryan on 9499 6000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
Modern home improvers, design, extend, or renovate.
Want to see how your extension will look before you build? At Modern Home Improvers, we'll walk you through your design using the latest 3D technology so you can see the possibilities, not just imagine them. Contact the award-winning family business in single and second story additions. ModernHomeImprovers.com.au, one of Perth's leading extension specialists for over 34 years. BRN 12589.
Modern Home Improvers, yeah.
Right now at Masters, buy any kitchen and appliance package worth more than $10,000 and you will receive a bonus gift card worth from $750 to $2,500. That is right. You could receive a bonus gift card worth up to $2,500. With Masters bonus gift cards, there's never been a better time to buy a new Masters kitchen and appliance package. Offer ends soon. For complete terms and conditions, get online or head into Masters, Australia's fastest growing hardware store.
I'm Claire McKay and I'm with the Green Army. Some of the work that the Green Army does is we will remove plants that are not native and weeds from protected areas such as bushland and reserves. Yeah, you get a lot of knowledge out of it, and I think it's a good starting point to start a career in conservation and save the planet.
If you're 17 to 24 and would like some paid experience working on local environmental projects, search Green Army to find out what's going on. The Green Army. Local people, local projects. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra, spoken by C. McKay and S. Page.
The best offers and deals in town. Perth Super Savers.
This month at Betta, win the ultimate weekend away for Dad to the Gold Coast and a money-can't-buy experience at the V8s. To enter, visit betta.com.au or your local Betta store today.
Hearing the diagnosis dementia was awful, but we got in early and got help. It's made a huge difference. Both of us get support and respite, so our time together is as good as it can be. It also means Bill can stay here at home for as long as possible. We both want that.
Amana Living Home Care Services. Call 1300 262626.
It's weekly special savings time at Coles. Save on Pepsi Max or Solo soft drink 30 can pack. Now half price at just $14 each. That's 47 cents a can. Save on weekly specials at Coles right now.
On the Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
Yes, indeed, and we certainly are, and we're just about not to, because the news is on, we're on the blocks, news is on in a couple of minutes now. There is blood on the floor of the studio due to a fist fight that broke out between Rob Druitt and Michael Papadopoulos about who wins. No, not really. We've actually, you guys have negotiated, you've tossed a coin. Who won?
Yeah, Michael won.
Janet. Janet was the winner today.
That
was a great call.
Our first call.
Everyone's a winner. Yeah.
Everyone's a winner. Everyone who called the show is worthy of a prize, but we can't do more than...
Well done, Janet.
Offer $100, which is terrific, and Craig Gemmell is very, very generous in doing that. Now, Michael, how do people get in touch with you at All About You Finance?
Our website is www.allaboutyoufinance.com.au. Our office is located in West Leederville, and our phone number is 9381 8311. I'll leave my details with Josh. If anyone wants some details, I'm certainly happy to talk with them.
Terrific. And what's on the agenda for Druitt Shed First National in
Double? I don't know, bro. I'm off to Hamilton. Boy, property. That's the place to go.
That's a shocking accent, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Good on you, John. We're all off to Hamilton to buy a property there.
Yeah.
That's the hot tip from the show today.
It is.
Now, I've got a number of home opens, good prices, ready to go. Innaloo, Scarborough, Double View area. Looking forward to it.
Good on you. Thanks very much for that. And thank you, Michael. We'll have you back in the studio again very, very soon.
Thanks
to Josh. He's moving on, and it's his last show as producer of Talking Property. Appreciate what you've been doing for us, mate. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the footy.